You are listening to Hangout with Heather.
Hangout with Heather
on 9 Block Radio.
Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on 9 Block Radio. Happy Friday, happy weekend. I hope that you have got a great weekend planned ahead. The weather is certainly looking better, and I feel like we're a little bit, you know, sort of more into summer than we were a couple of weeks ago. And I, of course, am going to be taking full advantage of that absolutely incredible weather and getting myself out and about. And if you want to get out and about too, I, of course, have got all the best in lifestyle and entertainment news for you lined up today. I also have an exclusive one-on-one chat with Lorianne Grobler. She is the sales and marketing manager at Klein Wilmut, where I recently spent a night in the Stellenbosch winelands, an absolutely beautiful hidden gem. And I cannot wait to share more about this beautiful place and also their fabulous wines that they make as well. So stick around. I'm going to be chatting to Lorianne a little bit later in the show. But without any further ado, let us get started. The much-anticipated Cell C Inanda Africa Cup returns at the prestigious Inanda Club on Saturday the 24th of October 2020, but in a slightly different format than usual. The match is going to be streamed virtually, and the event will take place behind closed doors and will not be open to the public. I'm very sad to not be attending this year, but I do understand that due to the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions, they have to do this, but the big business polo market that accompanies the main event will debut online, making it a first for the Inanda Club and a first for African polo as well. The match will be live streamed on YouTube on Saturday the 24th of October, and there's going to be loads more on the go as well around the event. You can find out more on their website, inandaclub.co.za. Now, don't forget, everything I speak about on the show today is also available on my website, heatherhook.com. So if you missed a link or a price or a date or a time, you can head on over to Heather Hook and everything is there for your reading pleasure. Now, I love a good celebration, but celebrations don't always need to include alcohol. And with summer on our doorstep and the festive season around the corner, it is the perfect time to have a glass of fizz and toast bubbly excellence, which is, after all, everyone's favorite summer sip. Just the sound of a popping cork evokes a sense of celebration, and enter Robertson Winery's non-alcoholic dry sparkling pink. Perfectly pink and deliciously dry with a vivacious sparkle, wine lovers are going to keep their summer refreshed. It's got an enticing salmon pink blush, welcoming aromas of Turkish delight, cinnamon and strawberries, which lead to a lively palate filled with enchanting flavors. It looks absolutely incredible. I've got a bottle. I haven't opened it yet, so I'm saving that for a special occasion. But it is available, of course, at all your favorite leading grocers and liquor retailers. And if you shop online on the Robertson Winery website, you will get 15% off during the month of October. Please use the code SPARKLING, and the code is valid until the 31st of October. You can shop online at robertsonwinery.co.za. Go on, do it. I'm going to be doing it soon. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got to spend an incredible evening at the beautiful Klein Wilmut in Stellenbosch, and it was just so scenic and so peaceful. They also make a fabulous range of wines, which is called Foothill Wines, and I got to catch up with the sales and marketing manager. Her name is Lorianne Grobler, and find out a little bit more about Klein Wilmut and their wines.
We are a boutique wine estate right in the heart of Stellenbosch, between Stellenbosch and Summit West, actually, in a tiny little dorpie called Raceby. We do some luxury guest house on the estate. We've got some beautiful wines. We've got some great olives, so we make some lovely olive oils. And yeah, that's what we do. But we, in terms of size, we are one of the smaller ones. And also, we kind of off the beaten track, which makes us quite a little hidden gem. It's a little bit of a destination, hidden gem. And the wines that we produce is also quite, it's hand picked, the hand picked, and everything's kind of done by hand, which in my mind, that's how it should be done. I love the fact that it's also kind of boutique-y. So that's basically a little bit of background on our farm.
Now, obviously, you've got rooms, you've got accommodation rooms, so people can come and stay there with you. You've got cottages as well. Tell us a little bit more about the accommodation offerings.
We've got the luxury guest house on the estate. Half of the luxury guest house is made up of cottages, lovely self-catering cottages with underfloor heating, which is a big plus.
Yes.
In the case, so we love that. But there's about four or five luxury self-catering cottages, and then we also have the manor house, with four beautiful rooms, lovely large big swimming pool, manicured lawns. We also do small weddings, we do conferencing. But the guest house, I must say, the guest house is about 20 minutes or about 25 minutes from Cape Town Airport, which makes it a lovely trip. It makes it actually a little bit of a, out of town, but you can still reach town and you can still reach kind of all the major spots. You can go to Stellenbosch, you can go to Cape Town, you can go to Sun's West. So it's quite central.
And
in terms of location.
If people wanted to explore the Stellenbosch area itself, this would be a good base.
Yeah, totally. It's about 5 minutes, 10 minutes drive to Stellenbosch. So, you can still go for a vibey night out, go for, you can go and do some great business, you can go just for fun, and then come back and be totally secluded and kind of be on a estate where there's not a lot of things going on around you.
Yeah, definitely. Now tell us about the wine range. It's called Foothills Wine, but it's very unique and I loved it, but I want to hear from you to share a little bit more about it. What makes it so special and where people can find the Foothills Wine ranges?
Heather, thank you. Yeah, look, we are very, very proud of our wine range. If you look at all the other wine farms around the area, people, they've existed for many, many, many years. And we, as a wine farm, we've been going for about 15 and 20 years. So we just to give a tiny bit of background on the wines, Timothy Federby and Glenn Hess bought the farm, totally gutted, they took out, it was a beautiful fruit farm back in the day, and even before that, because of tobacco and kind of with it. Good fruits and vegetables. That was all taken out. And then Benny Boyson, which is our winemaker and viticulturist, planted about 10 varieties, varietals, Sauvignon Blanc, Stella, some Semillon, some Viognier, there's a bit of Pinot Noir. So he planted that about 10, 15 years ago. All the vineyards were planted. And that's where we are now. We can actually, mind the pun, we can pick the fruits of the labor now, years later. It's kind of in the prime of, the vineyards are in the prime now. And we're about 4 or 5 kilometers from the ocean. So we have that lovely ocean breezes blowing over our grapes in the morning, the mist, that grape seed. But I think if you look at a farm and you look at the Foothill Vineyards range, the Sauvignon Blanc and the Syrah, those are our two big varietals. That's also what we're known for. I think they planted about 70% of the production on the farm is about et cetera, and the rest is, made up of the smaller vintages or the smaller varietals.
If people want to find out more about the Foothills wines or where to buy them or even about the accommodation, where can they head to?
They can head straight to our website, which is plainvelmet.co.za. All the information is on there, the accommodation. We've got some beautiful, juicy pictures on there. Even if you want to do conferencing and functions, there's a beautiful drop-down where you can go and see all the information on that. And then, obviously, the accommodation pictures, the oil and the wine. So the website would be the first spot. And then also, there would be links to where you can buy our wine from the website. If you live locally in Stellenbosch, from the West area, we deliver wines locally. Otherwise, we use a company called wine.co.za, and all our wines are listed there, and then they deliver to your door. They use a courier, and then the wines get delivered to your door.
Cane Velmut was absolutely stunning, and if you're looking for a great base to explore the Stellenbosch area and surrounds, do go check them out and keep an eye out for Foothills Wines. I really, really enjoyed my stay there. Their website, kleinvelmut.co.za, and you can also read my write-up on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, even in the face of a global pandemic, we know that the show must go on, and hats off to the R&B Starlight Classics, who have entertained and inspired fans in Joburg and Cape Town for over 20 years now. They are heading into the online space, and the concert is available to all on the R&B website. So they've virtually reimagined this concert for an online space, and this year's event will deliver its signature mix of music, song, and dance, showcasing performers from diverse backgrounds collaborating to create Afro-symphonic magical music. The R&B Starlight Classics 2020 sees performances recorded at the live event at Vageleugen Wine Estate in Somerset West before lockdown this year, And it's also supplemented with rare insights via interviews with the artists to discuss their careers, their performances, and how these one-off collaborations came to life on the Starlight's classic stage. Multi-award-winning Afro-soul sensation Amanda Black is performing, Jonathan Rocksmith, the Mzansi Youth Choir is there, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, Siyabonga Makonga, who's a classical tenor, and loads more. So if you want to find out more, you can check out the rmb.co.za website and check out the R&B Starlight Classics Extravaganza. Bravo, guys, for taking it online this year. Now, another event that I'm very excited about, yay, and one that it's just an absolute highlight, and I'm so delighted. Secret Eats team are back, and they're excited that we can all now come back together, obviously with the necessary restrictions in place, to meet, eat, and mingle with new and old friends alike. This month's dates are the 22nd and 29th of October, so make sure to clear out your diary for the super special event series. So basically, how Secret Eats works is you book and you pay, but you do not know where you're going, and you do not know who your chef is, and you do not know what the entertainment is. It's a secret, right? So you only find out the venue on the day. However, you are guaranteed a five-star venue. You are guaranteed a one-of-a-kind event, something that has never, ever been seen before, and you are guaranteed an absolutely incredible chef. And in fact, the chef for this series has cooked for the 2012 London Olympics, the Royal Yachting Society, the Anne Frank Foundation, and some of the UK's most prestigious award ceremonies. But he is the star of the show at this month's Secret Eats. You get four courses of gourmet goodness. You get a secret spot, which is set to surprise and delight you. Welcome beverages, canapes, catchy conversation, a few secrets that they can't share with you just yet, some live entertainment, and of course, seats are limited for this two-night-only secret engagement. I heard off the record, but on the record from the organizer, that there's very few places left. So do make sure that you book, and bookings are on a first-come, first-served basis. You can do that on the Secret Eats website, or of course, head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and check out Secret Eats. Dates are 22nd and 29th of October. Now, Hyde Park Corner Shopping Centre has welcomed a cornucopia of new stores this October, from Fantastical Flowers to a spectacular local design collective. And they're also launching exciting new movie releases. And there's a kids charity drive that's on the go too. So a new addition to Hyde Park's offering, Botanicus, showcases nature's awakening by bringing a burst of flowery colour to brighten up your home under the creative guidance of flowersmith extraordinaire Johannes van Groenen, whose intention is to extend his current offering by opening what he refers to as a gifting destination with flowers as the focus. So do go and check out Botanicus when next you're in Hyde Park Corner. Always Welcome is a design collective where some of South Africa's most accomplished designers have come together to present a dream house of South African design at Hyde Park Corner. And of course, Karma's Makers is still on the go. They've got some new makers this month: Budding Bead Creations, Shreshwe Poppers, Trip Clothing, Fabiana Hoy, Just Jump, Africa Made, and many more are showcasing their wares at Karma's Makers. So they've set aside a huge space for that in Hyde Park Corner. New Metro is obviously releasing new movies as well. The Secret Garden, which is a fantasy family drama based on the novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett, will enthrall young and old. And if you like a little bit more adrenaline than your big screen action, The Doorman, starring Ruby Rose, will deliver the thrill you are looking for. Bookings can be made online at New Metro. And this year, Santa's Shoebox is back. Don't forget to pick up, fill, and return your Santa's Shoebox at the concierge desk in Hyde Park Corner. This year, South Africa's beloved children's charity will announce the millionth pledge, the millionth shoebox dropped off, and the millionth child to receive their shoebox. Will you be the millionth Santa's Shoebox donor? Don't forget to find out more on the Santa Shoebox Project website, which is santashoebox.org.za. Go do it. Paul's Homemade Ice Cream is returning to Hyde Park Corner this month, and Mandy Wiener is going to be launching her fifth book at Exclusive Books on the 21st of October. Everything is available, of course, on the Hyde Park Corner website, hydeparkcorner.co.za. Now, if you're suffering from lockdown blues, and actually, after all the information I've given you, you shouldn't be, but if you still are, we're now on level one and we're allowed larger gatherings and be sure to save the date for this year's Franschhoek Uncorked Festival, which takes place over the weekend of the 6th to the 8th of November. What better excuse to explore one of South Africa's premier wine destinations whilst uncovering a fine selection of wine gems from the Franschhoek wine area? Participating wineries in and around the valley will use the opportunity to showcase the season's new release wines which include MCCs, white wines, rosés, and even a few summer-inspired red varietals. There'll be live music, there'll be great food, and it'll be a fun day out in the winelands. So do find out more on their website, franschhoekuncorked.co.za. Now, last but not least, you know I love a great competition, and I've got four sets of double tickets valued at 240 Rand each to give away to the opening night of Kantiamo Mzansi Opera Celebration, which is taking place at the Mandela Theatre, or the Mandela Stage at the Joburg Theatre on Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd of October. Now, the best part about this is that if you're in Joburg and you want to go to the opera, you can go physically. If you don't want to and you're in Joburg, you can watch from home. And if you're based anywhere else in the country, you can also watch from home. So what better way to enjoy the music of Bellini's Puritani, Mozart's Don Giovanni, Verdi's La Traviata, and many more, performed by some of Joburg's top performing artists, singers, opera singers. It's an incredible lineup, and this is definitely not to be missed. So as I said, I've got four sets of double tickets valued at 240 Rand each to give away to opening night. You need to head on over to my website. You need to go to the competitions tab. You need to click on the win four sets of double tickets to Kantiamo Opera Celebration at Joburg Theatre. And you need to comment below the post and let me know one of the operas or one of the pieces of music that you're looking forward to hearing. Don't worry, I've listed them all in the post or the competition post, so you will not be stuck. You can find one of them there. And the competition closes on Monday, so you've got a couple of days left. Do make sure to head on over to heatherhoek.com and the competitions page and go and enter. That is it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week. I hope that you have a great weekend ahead. Be safe, stay safe, and I will chat with you again soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.